The Libyan ambassadors to the United States and the United Nations say Muammar Gaddafi has lost his legitimacy to rule.
Then they are bombing from every side and using every kind of weapon they have in their hands. This is number one. Number two, thus we want the recognition of the NIC, the National Interim Council.
These Libyan officials, as part of the Libya outreach group, support the opposition and say they have international support. They acknowledge the Libyan Transitional Council as the de facto representative of the Libyan people. That council has been recognized by France, but not the United States. The Libyan ambassador to the United Nations had harsh words for Gaddafi.
I am sure that he is completely insane. He is completely disconnected, and he is trembling, and his family is divided. At the end of the day, I think he is going to flee. If he is going to find a heaven, I don't know.
The ambassador, speaking from the National Press Club, called for the imposition of a no-fly zone over Libya and the end to an arms embargo as it relates to the Transitional Council. They made it clear that they wanted any assistance from the United States that would wrest power away from Gaddafi and loyalists. These Libyan officials have met with Congress members to ask for support, but they have cut off communications with members of the Gaddafi regime.
The interaction I had that before 21st of February. Since then, I have no communication with the regime.
The U.S. has frozen about $32 billion of Libya's assets, but experts agree with many top officials that for the U.S. military to interfere with the Libyan conflict is ill-advised.
None of the Western or NATO allies should be getting into that business without some peril. They could do a lot that's short of that.
The U.S. plans to send a disaster assistance relief team to eastern Libya, which is controlled by revolutionary forces, to assess the need for relief supplies. Washington is also moving to freeze diplomatic ties with Libya in light of Gaddafi's continued onslaught of Libyans. Colin Campbell, Press TV, Washington.